Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the True Off My Chest subreddit from IllPerspective3943 and says, "My husband thinks I slept with another man, but the reality is different. I caught my husband of 10 years cheating on me with multiple women. He bragged about how he was able to get laid. I know one woman who is 19 years old. It seems like it was just an ego boost for him. I always knew he had issues with his ego. He was a very insecure man. Whenever someone does something better than him, he would get jealous. Looking back, I regret choosing him because I thought he was a sweet person, so it didn't matter he is a bit egotistical. When I found out that he was cheating, I left him and took my kids with me. I also exposed his affairs. He has since been begging me to take him back. I know for sure he is begging because his mum kicked his ass. No one is taking his side. His last straw is to make me reconcile with him so that he is somewhat acceptable. I refused because all the things he said about me, about my body, he can never come back from it. I nearly died after giving birth to my son. And all he said was that my body is ruined. So my friend gave me an idea to hook up with someone else as a revenge. I was hesitant. I'm not someone who can do random hookups. So I staged a lie. With the help of my friends, I staged having a revenge affair. The last time he came to convince me, he said he cut off all contact with his affair partner and got himself into therapy. I wasn't satisfied. I wanted to crush his ego and crush his confidence. I told him that I slept with someone else. At first, he didn't believe me, told me I was lying. I pulled out my phone where there was a text exchange between me and a random guy, which was just me and my friends chatting. We exchanged pics, fake pics, and there were spicy messages. He started to believe me. He pestered to know more about this guy. I made up a story about how he is someone I met at the gym. I can see him losing his shit. He started cursing me. How can you do this to me? He started asking me questions. Did you use protection? How many times did you do it? Did he make you come? The last thing that actually broke him was when he asked my friend about it. She is the friend with whom I'm staying currently. She lied to him and said that they were making noises all night. And I sent my kids to my mum's for that. I can see my cheating husband having a meltdown. He really thought he was all that. I might end up hooking up with a random person because I am done with him and I'm done with our marriage. So, a couple of people were asking OP questions. Shakira says, honestly, this is probably better than actually having a revenge affair. OP says, to be honest, my heart is still loyal to my marriage. No matter how much I hate him, he is still on paper my husband, and I cannot disrespect my vows. Insane Whisper says, you're still married to him. OP says, we separated 6 months ago. I left home, I filed for divorce. We are legally married, but there are some custody issues. And there was a couple of people worried in the comments as well. So Lord Desick says, this is a great revenge, but please be careful with your children. A narcissist like him may be driven to hurt your children to get back at you. My mum saw something similar in family court where the mother started seeing someone else and the husband tried to unalive the children to get back at her. Great revenge, but please be safe. Balti Balti says, be careful. He might blow a lid considering his previous on the top of the world attitude. Take care of the divorce. Try to keep the details of what your soon-to-be ex believes and tells your kids. There's nothing worse for the kids than being in the middle of all the resentment and lies. Be cordial. Then you can do whatever you want. Opie says, I hardly think that. My friends are reliable. They won't snitch. Even if one of them did, I still have proof of it and witnesses. But I don't think he will go that far. But Sex Baguette says, what your husband did to you is despicable. You're feeling the need for revenge is understandable, maybe even normal. But I can tell you with confidence that bitterness and revenge will poison your soul. Forgiving him, moving on, and finding love and happiness with another man will make him regret his actions more than revenge sex ever will. And for me in this situation, and I know it's like against the comments, I might get some hate for it. You know, I can understand where OP's coming from, what they are doing, that they want some kind of revenge for this situation, for what they've been put through. I totally 100% get that. But I'm a boring fart, and I always love the saying that the best form of revenge is moving on and having a good life. And I say that especially because, you know, there's kids in the mix here as well. And for me, it's just the worry in some way that they might get wrapped up in what's going on. OP seems confident that they won't, but you know, that worry's always in my head, you know. Again, I can't blame OP for feeling the way they do in that situation. I'm not downplaying their feelings whatsoever. And people on Reddit and the general population love a revenge story, right? Because it adds that little extra spice to things. But in reality, when you're living the situation and then you've got to deal with the consequences and the fallout afterwards, you know, it can be a bit worrying for me anyway. But OP did come in and add an update and says, today seems like a good day to give you guys an update. No, I'm still not divorced. We recently had just finished the discussion about the custody. There was a lot of back and forth. He wanted majority of the custody, knowing well he knows nothing about childcare. Finally, we decided that I will get majority of the custody and he will get visitation. Probably the reason why he chose this is because he wanted to keep up with his bachelor life without the responsibility of the family. My daughter has stopped asking questions. I think deep down she knows her dad messed up. I have signed my daughter and son up for therapy. As for me, I'm not dating. I'm also not interested in a one-night stand. I opened Tinder and yeah, I got a lot of messages. It was a shock to me as well, lol. Not bragging, but it made me sad because all these men just want a fling. I'm a romantic person. I want someone who can spoil me. I want someone who will hold me tight and say nice things. I want to rely on someone for my emotional needs and he will be there for me, just like I will be there for them. I regret wasting so many years of my life over a man who won't do that. But I guess I am one of the unlucky first wives, lol. My ex is trying to convince me to reconsider. He made so many excuses that I can write a book about it and then give classes about gaslighting 101. I did something petty again. I listed a number of things he could have done instead of cheating and forwarded a list to him. He was mad at me, but it worked because he stopped giving me excuses. I will be fine, just a little down. I am trying to stay positive for my kids. Just like Gloria Gaynor's song, I will survive. I will update in another good day when my life will get better. A couple of comments from OP on this one. So first, Beginning Working says to OP, I'm amazed. An insecure weasel like him was able to get multiple women to sleep with him. OP says, just like some girls have low standards or just very insecure about themselves. Noir says, sounds like he wants no child support rather than actually wanting the kids. Sounds like he wants no child support rather than actually wanting the kids. Stay strong. No need to punish yourself for his mistakes. OP says, which is funny because child support is exactly the same amount of money he would have spent either way if we stayed together. Kids cost money. One thing I will give it to him is that he wasn't stingy when it came to paying bills, when it came to the kids. And I truly hope OP does find that better place and things do get better in their life, you know. I still stand by the saying that, you know, moving on, living your best life is going to be the best form of revenge in this situation. I'm sure many people will disagree, but I wouldn't focus any more of your attention and time on this guy. He's just not worth it and you deserve much better. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Maybe you would have done something different in this situation. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Gemma, I think it is. It says, I-19 female and being excluded from our gaming group. I decided to find a new group. Boyfriend, 20 male, is the one upset. I'm in a gaming group that has about 10 members, 18 to 25 female and male, including my boyfriend and I. A month ago, I had a fallout with a member in the group, who I'll call Roger, 25 male. Basically, I don't like Roger. All he ever does is degrade and talk about women who are backstabbing bees who you can never trust, and how much he loves to smoke weed and do drugs. Hearing those things constantly became a drag, so I decided that I did not want to be around him anymore. Ever since I cut off contact, I've been excluded from games whenever Roger plays because he does not want me there. Even my boyfriend told me not to join because it'd piss off Roger. Obviously, I don't want to play with Roger either, so this is fine with me. The thing is, when Roger is playing, I'm excluded from the group as I can't play with anyone else, because they're all playing with Roger. This happens 3 to 4 days every week, and they play for 5 to 6 hours a day. I'm really shy, so I don't talk much in the group games besides doing the usual call out. I knew everyone would much rather play with Roger than me since he's more outgoing and fun to them, so I don't interfere. Even so, I still feel like shit for being left out constantly. My boyfriend didn't even defend me the first time I was excluded. He just told me to not join ever again and left it at that. Only one other person in the group is defending me, and that is my best friend, 19 male since middle school. When I first told him about the situation, he got really angry and asked if I wanted him to stop playing with Roger too. I know my boyfriend and best friend love playing with Roger though, so I didn't ask them to stop. Last night, Roger and the group were all playing again. I decided to look for some other groups online to play with because being alone sucks. While on a break from his game, my boyfriend asked what I was doing. I told him casually that I was looking for a new gaming group to play with. His reaction was not what I was expecting. He got upset and kept questioning me why I wanted to leave our old gaming group. I told him since I'm being excluded from our old group so often, I may as well find a new group to play with because I obviously don't fit in anymore. Even after my answers, he would keep asking me why I couldn't just stay and participate in the group often. How am I supposed to participate in a group when I'm being excluded from it weekly? At that point, I told my boyfriend to stop talking to me about the subject and to leave it. He then said to me that I was overreacting to being excluded from the group and then went on a rant about why I couldn't just be happy for once, since he still plays with me daily. My boyfriend and I do play daily, but we play alone with just us two since no one else in the group can play at the times we're online. Being excluded from playing with everyone else is what makes me feel like shit, not being excluded from playing with my boyfriend. I told him that if I find a new group, I would always play with him first, no matter what. However, I just want to find a new group to play with, and he and everyone else are playing with Roger since I can't join in the first place and playing alone sucks. He said fine in an annoyed tone, and we left it at that. We haven't spoke about it since, but I can still tell he's upset over it. Am I really overreacting to the situation? Do I just ignore my boyfriend for now? Do I say something? This is the first time I've ever seen him so upset over something I did. I'm not sure what to do. TLDR, had a fallout with a member in our group, now I'm being excluded from the group weekly. I want to find a new group, boyfriend is upset at my decision. What do I do?
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Absolutely, you're not wrong and you're not overreacting in this situation for finding a new gaming group. You've been excluded from this current one and your boyfriend is a big issue in this as well, telling you that you should sit out. And then getting upset and invalidating your feelings and basically telling you that you're causing issues within this group. But Cha-Cha Posca comes in on this one, quotes a part of it and says, your boyfriend is being a real shit weasel about this. Tell him to F off. Shit weasel. Everton says, if they exclude you from a game, they shouldn't expect you to sit around and wait for them. In fact, fact that your boyfriend is letting his friends group exclude you and also complaining about you finding another group shows major red flags. This is not normal behavior. If your friends really care, they will make time where R is excluded and you can play with them. They haven't bothered to do that. You have to ask yourself if you really want to spend time with these type of people. If I were you, I would find a new group. If your boyfriend prioritizes his friends over you, that is also something you really need to think about. Hope he responds and thank you for the advice. After I find a new group to play with, I will definitely drop the old group for sure. I know my boyfriend does prioritize his time with me since he still makes time to play with me daily, but he also wants to play with everyone else too. I don't want to stop him from hanging out with our old friends since everyone else in the group is nice and friendly besides R, which is why I'm finding a new group to play with. Nightly Wanderer says, you don't have a game group problem, you have a boyfriend problem. He should be standing up for you. He should be able to understand that being excluded makes people feel bad. You communicate problems with him and he doesn't listen to you or try to understand your point of view. He invalidates your opinions and feelings because they're not complementary to what he wants. Why are you putting up with this? And a final comment which says, here's the situation. Your boyfriend and everyone else was expecting some kind of an apology from you for overreacting. Now you're finding a new group. He's viewing it as you abandoning the group. It's all bullshit. Tell your boyfriend straight up that he was the one who suggested you leave in the first place. Did he expect you to just sit home and wistfully look on while everyone else gamed together? Fuck that. You have a great opportunity to meet friends here and your boyfriend is being tremendously hypocritical and unsupportive here. So OP comes in to update their post and says, thank you everyone for all the advice and thank you to those who offered to play with me. I wasn't expecting my post to get so many replies. Unfortunately, had some unrelated family business, so I couldn't respond to you all. However, I've read everything and have taken all your words into consideration. Some people have also asked me questions about how we can play so often, how long I've been with my boyfriend, etc. So I'll give a brief background. Skip to the next line if you don't want to read it. First off, most of us are college students, 18 to 20, either working part-time or staying at home with our parents. As of right now, most of us are on summer break. We only have two older members in the group, which are Roger, 25 male, and another guy, 23 male. The rest of us are or fall under 20. Roger is actually married and his wife makes good bank, so he has a ton of free time. Second, about my boyfriend. Surprisingly, we met through the gaming group, as he was the one who advertised it, which was how I found and joined the group. That was about 2 years ago, and about a couple of months after we met, we just clicked and started dating. My boyfriend has known Roger for about 3 years, so they are close friends. However, Roger did not join the group until 6 months ago, as my boyfriend invited him because he thought it'd be fun to have him there too. I did not know much of Roger, other than that he was my boyfriend's friend, until he joined the group. So, after I posted my initial post, I signed up for two different groups. The first one was an all-women's group, 16 to 20 female. They responded to me pretty quickly. They were very nice and polite, but explained that they only play once or twice a week. Unfortunately, that didn't cut it for me. The second group responded to me the next day, and I learned that they were more active, but they're also an all-men's group, 17 to 19 male. However, they were open to having me there. At first, I felt pretty sketched, but the oldest and most popular guy, 19 male, there took me aside and explained to me that he does not tolerate any type of harassment and he will definitely kick out any of the other guys if they were bothering me. Hearing that made me feel more comfortable, and I played some games with them. I had so much fun. All the guys were really nice and friendly. No sexual remarks, no more screaming of profanity against women, etc. It was nice being in a group of people who were happy to play with me. After I finished my games and left, my boyfriend called and asked if we could talk. When he came over, before I could even ask or speak myself, he told me he was really sorry and that he screwed up big time and he understands how wrong he was. He said he didn't want me to go to a new group because he feared that I would leave him too for some new guy. Then he told me that he didn't realize how hurt I was from being excluded from the group because I'd never complained or voiced against it, which was true. I never complained about the exclusions or even Roger's behavior before because I knew it would just cause more conflict. I also didn't want my boyfriend to stop playing with his friends because of me. I explained to him this and he said he was sorry for not defending and comforting me like he should have been in the first place. To my surprise, he then showed me his text message between him and Roger that happened a few months ago. Apparently, way before my exclusion, Roger had a few conversations with my boyfriend, telling him how much of a pain it was to play with me there. He wanted my boyfriend to kick me out. However, my boyfriend refused and told Roger that was not happening. Then, around the time when I decided to stop hanging out with Roger, that's when Roger sent a group text to everyone in the group explaining how he doesn't want me to play with the group again. He hopes everyone understands. Everyone, and to my shock, even my best friend, all agreed with him. Only my boyfriend protested, but Roger was really stubborn and he had the whole group to support him, so my boyfriend gave up. After showing me those texts, he told me next that he kicked Roger from their group earlier today. Roger was not allowed to play with him anymore, but my boyfriend said he'd still be willing to play with Roger one-on-one, but only like once a month. Surprisingly, Roger agreed, and that was that. My boyfriend said he understood if I didn't want to be with him anymore, but said that he truly does love me. Honestly, even after all that has happened, I'm not mad at my boyfriend. This is both of our first relationship and we're still learning. He's always been kind to me and I've never had a problem with him before this situation occurred. I feel happy that he realized his mistakes and did apologize without me asking. This is the first time he's ever come across a situation where he has no choice but to choose a side, so I don't blame him for trying to do anything to keep the group together. He told me he would also like me to come back to our old group, but he said it's completely fine if I stay with my new group. He knows it was wrong of him to ask me not to join a new group. I told him I don't think I'll ever come back to the old group, and that I will definitely be sticking with my new group from now on. However, I will always make time for him and put him first. He accepted it without any protest, and we went back to our usual fun activities. I feel bad that my boyfriend may have lost a close friend, since I never asked him to do any of that for me. Regardless, I am happy, and lately my boyfriend and I have been spending more time together now that Roger isn't around as much. I have also continued playing with my new group and it's been awesome. If you've made it this far, thanks for reading this long update. Sorry for the ramble and mistakes, my mind is all over the place right now and I wanted to explain as much as I could. Thank you guys once again. So some relevant comments on the back of that one. The Batman to my Bruce says, and quotes OP saying, "I don't like Roger. All he ever does is degrade and talk about women who are backstabbing bees you can never trust." And says, "It's sad, but some people would just like that." Quotes OP again saying, "Roger is actually married and his wife makes good bank, so he has a ton of free time." And says, "Wait, what? Does she stab him in the back with money?" Yudachi says, "Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird too. He talks shit about women all the time, but he's married." Bride of Chucky Doll says, "I'm stuck on that as well. Sounds like Roger has an inferiority complex, and I'm betting he'll soon also have a divorce to go with it." Vienna Morgan says, "OP, I hope you're reconsidering your relationship with your best friend who had you kicked from the group." OP says, "I'm definitely reconsidering it. I did confront him about the group text that occurred a month ago, and he confirmed it was true that he agreed with Roger. He said he didn't want to tell me because he knew it'd hurt my feelings. I know he did offer to leave the group before, but I'm still feeling off on how he didn't even defend me in the first place." Brighton Chorus says, "That's pretty snake in the grass there. Very two-faced." Another commenter replies saying, "Probably hoping she would leave the group and break up with boyfriend. Then he could swoop in with a none the wiser. He was part of the reason she got pushed out." Opie says, "I certainly hope not, but now I'm not sure. For starters, my best friend is gay. Despite Roger's shitty attitude, he's a charmer and caught my best friend's attention for sure. At first, I thought he agreed with Roger because he had a crush on him. But a week before my original post, my best friend admitted to me that while he was attracted to guys, he said he finds me different from most girls and would love to have a relationship if I wasn't with my boyfriend. I really hope that's not the case though." Man, I'd feel peed off with that whole group and boyfriend in this situation as well. I know it says that he did stick up for the OP when Roger sent that text around, but then just, you know, gave up. Fuck it. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Put yourself in OP's shoes. How would you feel? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.